Blumenthal's legislation would enhance the Federal Railroad Administration's oversight of rail safety and boost penalties for failures. He's also proposing the railroads make a range of safety improvements, many of which Metro North Railroad is already doing, like installing video and audio recorders both in and out of trains, and a system for slowing or stopping trains remotely.
Even if Metro North were doing everything right, we would still need this legislation to raise the standards.
Blumenthal says a federal law would make sure railroads across the country make these improvements. Some of the infrastructure changes will be costly, and it's not yet clear how that'll be paid for at a time when the federal fund used for transportation is set to run out of money by the end of August.
We will get by this Highway Trust Fund challenge with a temporary patch. We need a more permanent solution.
He says that solution is the creation of a federal infrastructure bank, which he says has bipartisan support. But an infrastructure bank has been proposed for years and hasn't gotten through Congress. Patrick Sable of the Brookings Institution points to Congress's inability to agree on how to replenish the Highway Trust Fund.
If we're having trouble doing that, where are we going to come up with the $10 to $40 billion necessary to fund a brand new institution like a national infrastructure bank?
Sable says it would make more sense to pay for railroad infrastructure by bolstering an existing fund run by the FRA rather than creating a new infrastructure bank. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.